Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The White House says President Biden signed a package of bills today to avert a government shutdown. They passed during a midnight vote in the Senate. Those bills will keep programs governed by them funded through the end of September. A deadly National Guard helicopter crash in Texas near the U.S.-Mexico border. Three of the four people on board dead. Wesley Vanderpool is a farmer in the area and saw the copter go down.
The whole tail and the copter is a rapid descent. Of course, that's where it crashed, right over here.
President Biden and former President Donald Trump heading to the battleground state of Georgia for dueling campaign rallies today. The Pentagon says, for now, there will be no U.S. response to the crisis in Haiti, where large-scale gang violence has paralyzed the Caribbean nation for more than a week and has now moved into government buildings. This is ABC News. New plane problems here in the U.S. as an expected record number of spring break travelers take off. A United jet skid off the runway, landing in Houston Friday. Another United flight Friday in Los Angeles, originally flying from San Francisco to Mexico City, forced to make an emergency landing at LAX after a hydraulic failure. ABC's Gio Benitez covers transportation.
United saying, we take every safety event seriously and will investigate each of the incidents that occurred this week to understand what happened and learn from them. Despite safety concerns among travelers, experts say incidents like these are still rare.
A former U.S. ally is now a convicted drug trafficker. Former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, convicted Friday in Manhattan. Federal prosecutors say he received millions to protect drug traffickers who imported tons of cocaine into the United States over the last two decades. A second case of the measles reported in the Chicago area in the span of 24 hours. This one involving a child in a migrant shelter. Health officials say they're concerned this could grow. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwoodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
It's currently a sunny 37 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Today's forecast calls for partly cloudy, breezy, and cool, with highs reaching around 43 degrees today. Staying clear and but frosty tonight, with lows dropping to around 21. Mostly sunny for Sunday, but and a bit warmer, with highs reaching around 49. Mainly clear and quiet Sunday night, lows dropping to around 27. And for Monday's forecast, expect sunny and much warmer, a touch breezy with highs reaching around 65 degrees. Again in Richland Center, after a morning's low of 28 degrees, we're currently at a sunny 37.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cashback offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cashback offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle a Wisconsin winter. They also thank all their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
Hey, hey, it's almost golf season, and Schmidt Woodland Hills will be sponsoring the 8th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing in July. In conjunction with the 2024 outing, we will once again be holding the Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle. The winner will be drawn at the outing on July 18th at the Viroqua Hills Golf Course. Ticket prices will be $10 each. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. We hope that you will consider supporting the senior citizens who call Schmidt Woodland Hills home by buying a ticket today. Tickets may be purchased at Schmidt Woodland Hills. For more information, call 608-647-8931 and ask for Bill Bartlett or Christine Schmidt. The proceeds from this event will be used to make upgrades to the air conditioning and the retirement apartments. Your support will help us have the coolest seniors in Richland County.
Today is Saturday, March 9th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Daylight saving time begins the second Sunday of March each year and runs through the first Sunday in November. Everyone is reminded that daylight saving time begins tomorrow morning at 2 o'clock. When daylight saving time begins, we move our clocks forward 1 hour. We may lose an hour of sleep, but we will gain an extra hour of evening sunlight beginning tomorrow. The official change to daylight saving time occurs at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, but many change their clocks before going to bed. So you don't forget, you may wish to set your clocks 1 hour ahead tonight. Daylight saving time will run through Sunday, November 3rd. With the beginning of daylight saving time, everyone is encouraged to use this opportunity to conduct safety checks around your home and to review emergency plans. Federal authorities are investigating a possible smuggling ring at a Wisconsin prison that has resulted in the suspension of nearly a dozen employees. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers said Thursday that the governor and the State Department of Corrections asked the U.S. Department of Justice and other federal law enforcement authorities to launch an investigation at the Waupun Correctional Institution back in June. Spokesperson Britt Cuddeback says that came after multiple sweeps at the prison revealed inmates were obtaining contraband such as cell phones and drugs. The Department of Corrections says 11 prison employees have been placed on administrative leave since May of 2023 in connection with the probe. Wisconsin-built passenger trains are finally in service on another continent. As reported by Urban Milwaukee, two train sets built by the Spanish firm Talgo in Milwaukee more than a decade ago recently began carrying passengers in Nigeria. The African nation purchased the trains in 2022 for use on a new commuter rail line. And the urban population of more than 21 million is estimated the trains will carry 750,000 daily passengers on the 23-mile route. The trains were originally constructed for use on Amtrak service extension from Milwaukee to Madison. Former Governor Scott Walker killed the project upon taking office in 2010. The resulting settlement with Talgo ended up costing state taxpayers $59 million. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reports that scammers are impersonating Publishers Clearing House to get money from consumers. Many of them haven't even entered to win. Michelle Reinen is with DACAP.
If you don't enter a contest, you can't win. So when you get that phone call saying that you've won, or someone does show up on your door saying you've won, you have to remember you hadn't entered the contest, and so it's all just a scam. But the FTC receives reports, as does DadCap's Consumer Protection, from individuals who've received phone calls indicating that they have won the Publisher's Clearinghouse. Now, this is the fake Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes, and all they need to do is pay some fees and taxes, and they will receive their winnings. So this is certainly something we want consumers to be on guard for, because we are in that season of the imposters, Publishers Clearinghouse circulating.
If you are paying money for subscriptions to help increase your chances or for other charges, if they are, you are a winner at odds, are definitely not a real contest.
You're not going to win just for subscribing to magazines, but you cannot win a drawing, raffle, or prize that you did not enter. And real prizes are free. I mean, if you are being charged, it's a scam. Now, a contest or lottery may take taxes off your winnings, but you don't need to actually make a payment in order to claim your prize. So be suspicious of callers who make these amazing and unbelievable claims, because if it's too good to be true, it is. It is just too good to be true. You can't believe that. So resist the high-pressure tactics that they use. And we want you to think before acting. And that's the exact opposite of a scammer. They want you to act without thinking. So pause, consider your situation, and don't let anyone rush you into handing over your money in any situation, let alone a prize or contest situation.
Take time and research before believing that you have won.
It takes time to recognize the red flags, and we don't want people just reacting to that first contact that they have with these scammers. Talk to friends and family to see if situations are real, or call Consumer Protection Hotline to talk through the situation.
You can contact DadCap's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The 35th World Championship Cheese Contest wrapped up Thursday in Madison. Of the over 3,300 entries from around the globe, the World Champion Cheese winner was Mountain Dairy Fritzenhaus from Switzerland. Cheesemakers from the Netherlands and Pennsylvania came in second and third, respectively. Two cheeses from Wisconsin made the top 20 in the competition: the aged cheddar midget from Henning's Cheese in Kiel, and the Shallow Artisan Copper Kettle Parmesan from Lake County Dairy in Turtle Lake. The event hosted by the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association will next happen in 2026. An unusually warm winter has left the Great Lakes all but devoid of ice and sent scientists scrambling to understand the possible consequences of climate change accelerates. Researchers believe that warmer lakes could lead to bigger algae blooms, more evaporation, and beach erosion, and less oxygen for bottom-dwelling organisms that bigger fish consume. But they don't know for sure because the lakes have not been studied relatively little during the coldest months. According to the Great Lakes Ice Tracker website, ice coverage on the lakes dropped to just 3% in mid-February, a time when usually 40% of the lakes are covered. That's the lowest figure at least since 1973, when the site's records began. Stay tuned. Today's news will continue after this.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
WRCN News Time is 12:16. The second annual Weston Spring Arts and Crafts Fair is being held today until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Over 70 booths are registered, and there are concessions, a bake sale, and a 50-50 raffle all day. For more information and to a complete list of vendors, you can visit the Weston School website. Project Seed is at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Richland Center this afternoon. The Project Seed Sale provides area farmers with low-cost, high-quality seed. Alfalfa and clover are available with non-GMO seed available by order. The Diocese of La Crosse also offers financial assistance to those in need, so no one is turned away. To prepare for your spring planting, you can stop by and see Project Seed today at St. Mary's Catholic Church until 2 o'clock this afternoon. John Nichols will speak at the Phoenix Center tomorrow at 6:30. Nichols, a journalist, author, and pundit in the National Correspondent for The Nation, associate editor of the Capital Times, and editor of the New York Times bestseller It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism by Bernie Sanders. A pizza dinner will be at 5 o'clock with a $10 donation. The speech at 6:30 is free and open to the public. The event is sponsored by the Richland County Democrats. The Wisconsin State Patrol encourages drivers to check over vehicles to ensure equipment and lights are working properly this season. When daylight saving time begins, we spring ahead and get more daylight hours. This time of year also brings changing weather conditions, so it's important to remember the correct use of headlights. State law requires drivers to use headlights during hours of darkness and all other times when there is insufficient natural light, clearly to see a person or vehicle 500 feet away, and in adverse weather conditions such as fog, rain, or snow that limit visibility. These rules are in place to help everyone stay safe on the roads, Superintendent Tim Carnahan said. The more we use our lights, the better we can see what's ahead and each other to avoid incidents. Our goal is to prevent crashes and injuries through these simple steps. High beams are an effective way to see more clearly in good weather conditions, but they must be dimmed 500 feet upon approaching another vehicle and while following traffic. Look away from oncoming vehicles to avoid the glare of headlights, which can cause temporary vision problems. Headlights, taillights, and other reflectors must also be kept reasonably clean and functioning properly to maintain visibility for drivers and others on the roads. Take the time to make sure lights are clean, aimed correctly, and working properly. Many vehicles have automatic light settings, but those are not always reliable, so drivers should manually turn on the lights at dusk and in adverse weather. View the March Law of the Month video and news releases on the DOT website at wisconsindot.gov.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today is Saturday, March 9th. Alice E. Stoll, 93 of Yuba, died on Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery in Yuba. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro on Sunday from 2 until 4 o'clock. Friends may also call at St. Aloysius Catholic Church on Monday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. Survivors of Alice Stoll include three children, Alan and Lynn Stoll of Yuba, and Warren and Frankie Stoll, and Rachel and Frank Smith, all of Hillsboro. 9 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren. Alice E. Stoll, 93, of Yuba. Wayne E. Dosh, 77 of Richland Center, died Wednesday after a short illness at Meritor Hospital in Madison. A private family graveside service will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will be held at the American Legion in Richland Center on Monday, March 18th from 2 until 5. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Wayne Dosh is survived by his brother, Dennis and March Dosh, three sisters, Janet and Arden Olson, Betty and Steve Morell, and Ruth Scott, along with many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne E. Dosh, 77, of Richland Center. Charles Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at his home. A celebration of life will be held this summer at his family home in Ohio and in Richland Center. The family is being assisted by newcomer of Dayton, Ohio. Bob B. is survived by his wife of 63 years, Sandy, a son, Thane B., two daughters, Shiloh Graham of Clearwater, Florida, and September B. of Centerville, grandchildren, a brother, David B., brothers-in-law, Nick Bristow and Greg, sisters-in-law, Sherry Anthony and Kathy Rosenbaum, along with nieces, nephews, and many dear friends. Charles Bob B., 81 of Centerville, Ohio.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Some great buys coming your way. Cod loin, $7 a pound. Organic Triscuit crackers with sea salt, 9-ounce box, $2.25. Jimmy Dean sage pork sausage, $2.25 each, 2 for $4, or a case of 12 for $22.50. Stovetop stuffing, $1 a box. Tostino's pizza rolls, 15-count box, 2 flavors to choose from, $1.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They've become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Hey, good Saturday to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. Look for partly cloudy skies in the forecast for today. It will be breezy and on the cooler side as highs only reach to near 43 degrees this afternoon. Northwest winds at 12 to 22 miles per hour throughout the day today. We'll see those winds calm down as we go into tonight, as we do also expect to see clearing skies and some chilly conditions. Lows fall to near 21 degrees overnight tonight. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thankfully, it'll be sunny and a bit warmer going into our Sunday. Highs reaching to near 49 degrees by the afternoon. Those northwest winds will continue, but they won't be nearly as breezy on Sunday at about 10 miles per hour throughout the day. Those winds will be turning to the south, however, as we go into Sunday night with mainly clear skies and quiet conditions. Lows will fall to near 27, south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now those south winds bring in some warmer temperatures by Monday. Sunny skies in the forecast. Highs reach to 65 degrees. A bit on the breezy side, however, southwest winds at 10 to 17 miles per hour. We'll see a few more clouds roll in Monday night and into Tuesday as temperatures remain mild. The lows only fall to near 42 on Monday night. And then highs for Tuesday, reaching to 68 degrees by the afternoon. We'll turn mostly cloudy going into Tuesday night with a slight chance for a few light rain showers in the forecast. Lows fall to near 38 degrees. Wednesday will be partly sunny, turning mostly cloudy by the late afternoon. Another warm day, however, for Wednesday. Highs near 67 degrees, but a better chance for rain comes in Wednesday night and into Thursday. We'll see those rain chances continue throughout the day on Thursday as temperatures won't be as warm. Highs near 54 degrees and that 60% chance for light rain showers throughout the day. As we look forward to Friday, partly sunny with any rain showers gradually coming to an end. High temperatures only reaching to 51. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a mostly sunny 37 degrees in Richland Center. We have a barometer reading of 29.92 and a wind speed between 8 and 12 miles per hour out of the southwest. No precipitation to report so far today, but we did receive about a quarter of an inch of rain yesterday, and yesterday's high reached 45 degrees. Our morning's low was 28. We had a record high in 1977 of 68 degrees. Record low in 1975 of 9 degrees below zero. Last year's high reached 38 with a low of 29. The sun will set today at 6 o'clock, and with the daylight saving time change, sunrise tomorrow is at 7:23. Again in Richland Center, we're under mostly sunny 37 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
This March, Wendy's has some amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for $1 and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for $1. Dave's single, Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for $1. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center and Boscobel, now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold Filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
Saturday sounds super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Saturday afternoon, everyone. That's a little bit of Cat Stevens to open up our Retro Saturday with another Saturday night. Even though it's Saturday afternoon, but, you know, it's Saturday. Here is a little bit of Billy Joel, Just the Way You Are.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. won't imagine. You're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are. Need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I knew. I promise from the heart. I couldn't love you any better. I love you just the way you are. Wait. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are.
from 1969. That was Shocking Blue with Venus, not the Bananarama version from, oh, what would that have been, around 1982, 1983, something like that. But, yeah, Shocking Blue with Venus. Here's a little bit of Gene Chandler with Duke of Earl.
Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, 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 Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke.
As I walk through this world,
Duke of Earl,
nothing can stop
the
Duke of Earl. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I Duchess of Earl, we'll walk through my dukedom, and the paradise we will share. Yes, I.
Give me a chance.
talk, talk,
down.
Love me, darling,
down.
Come and go with me,
down. Down,
down, down,
down, down.
Baby, I'm busy.
Those are the Del Vikings from 1957 with Come Go With Me, song written by one of the original band members by the name of Clarence Quick. Come Go With Me, the Del Vikings. It's time to hear from our sponsors, so we will take a quick commercial break and come back and hear a little bit of Bobby V right after these words.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental, you can have the same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Get ready for one great song after another on this edition of Saturdays with Simo on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
I can't make up my mind which one you are. I'd like to wake up and find, devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you. Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave, I'll go out of my mind. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I need you, I need you, I need you. You look like an angel, your smile is divine, but you keep me guessing, will you ever be mine? Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I've made up my mind. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I love you, I love you, I love you. I've made up my mind. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Bobby V singing Devil or Angel. Welcome back. Back to the 70s with a female artist set, starting off with Carly Simon singing The Right Thing to Do.
There's nothing you can do to turn me away. Nothing anyone can say. You're with me now, and as long as you stay, loving you's the right thing to do.
Loving you's the right thing.
Loving you's the right thing. Oh, I know you've had some bad luck with ladies before. They
Cole with This Will Be. Great song. Lots of cool stuff happening there. Great orchestration between the trumpets and the saxes. And yep, cool stuff. This is Petula Clark singing Downtown.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close downtown. Just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, where all the lights are bright, downtown, waiting for you tonight, downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown,
from 1965, Petula Clark singing Downtown. It's about a minute past 1 o'clock, so we will break for station identification and come back and hear some Dionne Warwick in about 15 seconds.
Thanks for listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Listen anytime to WRCO.